to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Cary Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is If I Had a Hi-Fi from the album The Dryad. The track, Mellow Jive.
Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music. Let's jump in. Up first is Holly Cole. The new album's called Dark Moon, and we'll check into the track Where Flamingos Fly. Then Russ Annixter's Hippie Big Band. Really cool idea, taking progressive rock tunes and turning them into big band charts. The album's called What Is, and we'll check into the classic Dixie Chicken. Let's check it out.
Oh, I think I'll go where flamingos fly, where the sun hangs low in a ruby sky, and the surf at night sings a lullaby. Well, I think I'll go where flamingos fly. Where the waving palms kiss a sultry sea, and a million stars light the velvet sky. Yes, I think I'll go where flamingos fly, for flamingos know all cease, where the soft go where flamingos fly.
Thank you.
are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Yellow Jackets from the album Fasten Up. We're going to listen to the title track, followed by Jackson Potter from his album Small Things. We're going to check into the track. Hey, it's me you're talking to.
time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. At two solar farms in Texas, veterans are suiting up, not in their military uniforms, but in protective gear for beekeeping. They're tending hives as part of a partnership between solar developer Enel North America and Hives for Heroes. The nonprofit, founded by Steve Jimenez, helps veterans find healing and new purpose.
Getting out of the Marine Corps, I felt like I came home very incomplete.
But when he opened a beehive for the first time, everything changed.
I felt like the weight of the world come off because I was focused on just one thing, which was these incredible little bees.
Since 2018, his group has helped thousands of veterans get into beekeeping as a way to connect with one another, cope with anxiety and post-traumatic stress, and learn new skills. Some vets become hobbyists, while others manage hives at businesses and other locations. At the Texas Solar Farms, they tend hives near rows of solar panels. The bees pollinate wildflowers and other plants that grow under and around the panels and produce honey that the beekeepers harvest. So the veterans are helping transform these solar farms into thriving landscapes and finding meaning and purpose beyond the battlefield. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.